I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a loss to the Carolina Hurricanes. Final score tonight, the Hurricanes 3 and the San Jose Sharks 1. Carolina wins its 8th consecutive game, while the Sharks fall to 1-4 on their current season-high 8-game homestand. Here's how it all happened tonight. In the first period, Georgi Romanov was in his very first starting assignment in his NHL career, as he was in the nets and playing solidly, making a big save early on to keep it nothing-nothing. Right now, a shot toward the net in front of the net. What a kick stop there by Romanov, getting his right leg out and snapping it to get it away from a good scoring chance in front of the net by Carolina. That was a really good scoring chance. A shot from a point ended up getting kicked out. There were two Hurricanes right there, but no chance because Romanov controlled it. On the other side of the ice, Freddie Anderson made a couple of good saves on Carl Grundstrom and also Zach Ostapchuk and Ty Dellandrea. But finally, the Sharks would crack the whip and get the puck into the net, although we weren't sure if it was going to count when the play happened while the Sharks were shorthanded and Brent Burns was taking a penalty on William Eklund. Finally, it's worked free, and the Sharks can get out. Only Brent Burns is back. Here's Eklund down the left side with Schultz moving in. Eklund waits. Toe drag. Tripped up as he throws to the net. Save made. And we got a tripping penalty coming up against Brent Burns on this play. Brilliantly drawn by William Eklund. And that'll even things up for 25 seconds. It'll be 4-on-4 for that span. And then the Sharks will have the man advantage. Not so fast, however, as the referees converged and said, did the puck cross the goal line and go in before the net got dislodged after that collision with Burns and with Eklund drawing the penalty? And as it turned out, we got a call.
Upon video review, has been determined that the puck went into the net legally. Therefore, the call is confirmed. We have a good goal.
Wow. And so they called it a good goal. They reviewed it, and it was a good goal. William Eklund, who had a really strong game tonight, picked up his 15th goal of the season, his 50th point of the year, first time he's gotten that, and very first shorthanded goal in his NHL career. Ty Dellandrea ended up getting the assist, and again, it was the fourth shorthanded goal the Sharks have scored this year. For the first time ever, Eklund has one.
Yeah, and it was just a great individual effort on that penalty kill. He drove hard to the net. He was able to bait Burns to go down. Then he toe-dragged around, got his feet taken out, and crashed in that and got the goal.
And so, 1-0 Sharks at the end of one, in spite of the fact that San Jose was outshot 12-9 by the Carolina Hurricanes. Near the end of the first period, I wanted to point out something that Luca Cagnoni did. You see, everybody talked about his offense, but Cagnoni made several good defensive plays in this game, including this one, with just about 22 seconds left in the period. Can the Canes cash in? They've got a shorthanded chance 2-on-1, and Cagnoni gets back and makes two defensive plays. Stops the cross-ice pass from Jarvis to Aho and knocks one away with a skate. Nice job by Cagnoni at the end of one. We went on to period number two. Hurricanes would outshoot the Sharks 10-6 in the second period, and we would have an opportunity with Macklin Celebrini and Colin Graff, but it stayed out of the net. Here comes Celebrini. Dishes to his right, stick handles with it, with his own lead pass, and a one-time shot by Graff. That's a great save by Anderson, and what a beautifully designed play by Celebrini and Graff at the end of their shift. You know, so many plays that people make in the NHL, you ooh and ah it, even though it doesn't result in a goal. That was a great example with Celebrini getting the zone entry, veering off to his right, and Colin Graff moving behind and getting in position as a right-handed shot on the left side. A terrific save by Anderson.
Yeah, so important to enter through the middle of the ice, and Celebrini does it with the best of them, and he keeps the puck away, and then it's sort of a no-look backhand, quick snap pass, Colin Graff ready to shoot, and like you said, a great save by Anderson.
That could have been a very important goal for the San Jose Sharks, but unfortunately, the Anderson save kept it 1-0 San Jose. And then, with 9:29 to go in the second period, suddenly, Seth Jarvis on a broken play would tie it up. Uh-oh, Ferraro put it off the goaltender. Now it's in front. They score! A turnover by the Sharks, and Seth Jarvis from the left circle beats Romanoff on a broken play to tie the game 1-1 with 9:29 to go in the second. That was a couple of misbundled plays there by the Sharks on that, but a first play by Jackson Blake back-checking kept the puck in the zone, not allowing the Sharks to clear it. Then Mooka Madunan actually put it off the side of the net, and it bounced out in front. Ferraro couldn't play it either, and Jarvis snapped it home unassisted, his 27th goal of the season. A big turning point in the game. Time of it, 10:31 of the second period. It was a 1-1 hockey game. And so now we go down to the third period. Shots on goal were 10-7 in favor of San Jose. Some of that came after the Sharks had pulled their goaltender for an extra attacker. But early on, Carolina had a chance, and it would be Georgi Romanoff keeping it close with a big stop. Stankoven behind the net, works it free. Martinuk to the point. A backskating Burns shoots it. Save made. Rebound. Stankoven, a point-blank chance. And that's a terrific save from 5 feet out by Romanoff, who hangs on. Stankoven has added a lot to the Hurricanes' offense, and that was a really good scoring chance by the youngster, his best opportunity, and one of the better saves that Romanoff made tonight.
Yeah, I thought Romanoff was strong. He made a couple of, you know, a number of nice saves on Aho in the first period on that on the power play and there against Stankoven.
Well, he made the save on Aho in the first period, but unfortunately, at 4:58 of the third, Aho got another opportunity. At the near sideboards now, twisting, turning. Aho throws it down, putting it into the corner. Blake puts it back. Aho, the shot, score! Sebastian Aho on a give and go with Jackson Blake. And what a rocket that was from the high slot. He fed the puck down into the left corner, and then he backskated to an open spot in the high slot. The pass from Blake was perfect, and the shot was even more perfect. It's 2-1 Carolina. And that was the game-winning play. Aho is 26th from Jackson Blake in the corner. Brent Burns, the former Shark, playing in his 911th consecutive game, taking sole possession of fifth all-time on that Iron Man list, gets the second assist on the play. And that was a tough one to give up.
Yeah, no, and again, Sebastian Aho had a great game tonight, and there he controlled the play that created the possession and then found that soft spot up high to create that goal.
When you're down in the third period and you don't get a lot of offensive chances, you start to press a little bit, and the Sharks did that. Unfortunately, it turned the other way, and at 14:18 of the third period, a very hard wrist shot by Sean Walker would get by Romanoff. Taylor Hall working against Schultz. Schultz influencing the play to the outside, but it's fed back to the point, and a quick shot. I think that went in the net. They score. That came from the point. Walker fired that thing, and that rang off the backside of a net and bounced out, and that should be a 3-1 lead for Carolina. What a big goal at 14:18 of the third. Fourth goal of the year for Sean Walker. Taylor Hall, who made the play work, got the first assist, and Shane Gostisbehere also got a helper, and that wound up the scoring 3-1 in favor of Carolina. It came down to the final couple of minutes, but unfortunately, while they had a power play with Taylor Hall in the box for hooking, San Jose pulled goaltender Romanoff, put the extra skater on the ice, but they were out for a long time, and Will Smith, unfortunately, flipped it over the top of the glass and out of play directly off his stick from his own zone. Automatic penalty with 23 seconds to go, and that was all she wrote. The Canes sweep the season series by winning 3-1, but again, kudos to the Sharks for their effort. There was no lack of trying today.
Yeah, no, they battled right from the start against, like you said, a tough Carolina team that's built for the playoffs.
Once again, Carolina upping their record to 42 wins, 22 losses, and 4 OTs. They've got 88 points. They have won 8 straight games. And that is equaling their season-best 8-game streak from October 22nd to November the 7th. As I mentioned, Brent Burns played in his 911th consecutive game. That is 5th all-time, passing Patrick Marleau on the all-time consecutive games played list, although Burnsy's got a ways to go before he or anybody will ever catch Patty with the all-time games played number. The Sharks drop back to 18-42-9. They are 1-4 on this homestand. In the 5 games, they have scored 10 goals. That's not enough, and they have allowed 17, which is too many. They'll try to get things solved against the Boston Bruins on Saturday, right here at SAP Center at San Jose, in our next broadcast. That is our Sharks instant replay for the night. Final score again, Carolina 3, the Sharks 1. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.